This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Migs.
B-Migs, don't be a loser!
Ready to beat Migs. I know Richard from Granite Falls is. Richard, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
Whoa, you sound kind of far away.
You sound like you're inside of a whale right now.
I'm inside of a house we're remodeling. It's pretty empty.
Oh, right on.
You
very
sound
cool.
Great right now. Well, I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Richard has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
What early 2010s year did the Puyallup Fair change its name to the Washington State Fair?
2012.
No.
2013.
Correct. Table tennis is an alternative name for what?
Ping pong.
Correct. Who provided the voice of Groot in the Guardians of the Galaxy movies?
Oh, I'll pass.
Who was the all-time leading NBA scorer?
Wilt Chamberlain.
No.
Michael Jordan.
No.
Pass.
Joe Perry is the lead guitarist for what band?
Will Smith.
Correct. What continent would you find the Atlas Mountains?
Europe.
No.
Africa.
Correct. William Duvall is the current lead singer for what band?
Can you repeat that?
William Duvall is the current lead singer for what band?
Pass.
In Greek mythology, who was the god of the sea?
Poseidon.
Yes. Which Disney movie features a genie named Genie?
Aladdin.
Yes. 4 quarts is equal to how many gallons?
2.
No.
Yeah.
Richard, you got 6 correct.
Same as last time.
Oh, staying at 6. It's still a passing score because you got to all 10 questions,
yeah.
Right? A D is passing.
Yeah. Kind of. I mean, there's some classes you can't move on to, like, the upper required classes unless you get, like, a senior better.
So it's really, really not actually passing.
Enough to beat Steve.
We'll see.
He did get 5 earlier.
He did?
And what did that equate to?
You won, but you got 5.
That is true, so there is a chance. Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
What early 2010s year did the Puyallup Fair change its name to the Washington State Fair?
Puyallup. 2010.
No.
2011.
No.
2012.
No. Table tennis is the alternative name for what?
Ping pong.
Correct. Oh. Who provided the voice of Gru in the Guardians of the Galaxy movies?
But Dave Bautista.
No.
Vin Diesel.
Correct. Who is the all-time leading NBA scorer?
LeBron James.
Yes. Joe Perry is the lead guitarist for what band?
Aerosmith.
Yeah. What continent would you find the Atlas Mountains?
Africa.
Correct. William Duvall is the current lead singer for what band?
Alice in Chains.
You know it. In Greek mythology, who is the god of the sea?
Aquaman.
No. He is in my world.
Poseidon?
Yes. Which Disney
Poseidon?
Movie features a genie named Genie?
Aladdin?
Yes. 4 quarts is equal to how many gallons?
2.
No.
One.
Correct. Ooh, Steve, if you had gotten the first one correct, it would have been a perfect 10, but instead you got 9, which is still a win, 6-9.
Nice.
Wow. Nice.
That was awesome.
It really cracked me up that you didn't get the first one right. I don't know why. It just really,
I know.
It was just so stupid. You just guessed the wrong early 2010s.
I just
year.
Went in the wrong direction.
But now I feel kind of bad because you did amazing with
Thank
the others.
Thank you. Yep.
Congrats on beating Richard.
That's the jam right there, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
This one only gets played when it's a 6-9 score. Because yeah. It's a glorious victory.
Steve Miggs, I know you sometimes pass out.
Yes.
How do you do giving blood?
I do fine. If I'm watching them take the blood out of my arm, I do feel like I might pass out.
So you just got to look the other way.
I will turn my head as hard as humanly possible so I do not see the needle going. I mean, I don't mind the feeling of getting like the needle prick. That doesn't bother me. It's just watching the blood leave my body kind of just messes with my head.
Well, you and all of the Rockaholics are invited to donate blood this Friday.
Yes.
Friday the 13th at the Showwear Center in Kent. And when you do that, you'll be entered for the chance to win a pair of tickets to the Halloween Hullabaloo, which is coming up on October 13th. Same venue with Godsmack and Hailstorm. The spots are still available, but they are filling up quick. So you can go to KISW.com for more info. Now, Rockaholics, we do need a little bit of help from you again today. We call on you a lot. We need you to help us settle another debate. 206-803-ROCK. Give us a call now and help us with a food-related argument that we have been having on this show for quite some time. 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Pearl Jam.
The Daily Mix Show. Hi. The Daily Mix Show.
Tonight is the debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump. This will air at 6 p.m. on all of the major networks.
Uh-oh, bad news then for our friend Sarah over here. That means no Wheel of Fortune again tonight for you. Someone texted in and said, hey, just so you know, the wheel won't be on the regular time. We have the debate from 6 p.m. to 7:30, so it'll air at 10 p.m. tonight, Sarah.
Cool. You guys have no idea actually how legit upset I am about this, but it's fine. It's fine. It's
so
fine.
Will you stay up till 10 to watch it, or will you record it and watch it later?
I'm thinking about maybe recording it and getting up early and watching it.
Mm.
Look at that. She just wants it that bad.
Start your day with some Seacrest.
But watch me record something else accidentally.
All right, I bet the debate will go long.
Well, speaking of debates, over the past 9 months of doing our show, we have had some pretty serious debates. So we have decided to let America, or the Rockaholics, rather, decide for us. We will debate one of the big issues of the show, and you have to choose which side you are with.
All right.
Earlier, we debated pickles, which was Dill versus Sweet, and Dill won.
I lost that debate, yes.
Then we debated feet washing in the shower, and washing your feet won.
Which is, I mean, a bunch of liars, and Danny, unfortunately, lost that debate.
Yep.
So for our final debate, it is quite possibly the most popular and polarizing debate, pineapple on pizza.
Now, this is a debate that doesn't just happen on our show.
It happens everywhere.
This happens everywhere, all across the world.
We will spin the wheel to pick who will be the debaters. Debating for pineapple on pizza, let's spin the wheel.
All right. That's Sarah's name. That's Taryn's name. Oh, look at that. It is. Let's go.
I'm kind of scared.
Why?
Because you're very passionate about this.
Because I do like pineapple on my pizza.
And I don't.
All right. I'm willing to debate this one.
Let's see who is
As
debating.
As if I said no, you would let me get opt out of it.
Right. Debating for no pineapple on pizza. Spin the wheel.
That's my name. That's Taryn. It looks like it's going to be landing on our boy Danny V.
Danny, I believe in you. I really do.
Who hates pineapple on pizza.
Each debater will have 30 seconds to plead their case. So, Steve Miggs, we're going to start with you. Let's begin.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Now, listen, Rockaholics. We all have a choice to make. And this time you have a chance for all of you to show that you are willing to go to the other side in 2024 and accept that the old ways are not necessarily the right way. For years, you believed a lie.
Whoa.
You subscribe to a meme that says that pineapple does not belong on pizza. But why? Have you tried it? Are you a lion or a sheep? because I assure you that lions love pineapples on anything, from humans to pizza. Pizza's about balance. Pineapple brings a unique burst of sweetness that complements that salty tang of bacon. Think about it. We put cranberries on turkey, apples with pork. Why not pineapples with pizza?
Turn off the mic.
Why can't we embrace a world of flavor? Lions, not sheep.
Ooh, Danny?
Yeah.
You better step it up.
I'm ready.
Are you ready? 30 seconds on the clock. You may begin your debate.
My fellow Americans and reasonable people with functioning taste buds, I speak to you directly today. I want to make this simply perfect for you. Pineapple does not belong on pizza, never has and never will. The people in power are trying to convince you differently, and they are lying to you. I'd like to thank my running mate, Taryn Daly, for this fact. Broccoli, anchovies, eggplant, artichokes, what do these have in common? They are all amongst the least popular pizza toppings, and pineapple is included in that. America deserves better. You deserve better. Ban pineapple on pizza forever.
Shut him down. Shut him down.
Even though
cut to commercials.
Cut to commercials.
It's about 45 seconds, sir.
I want you to know.
He didn't even write this. Taryn wrote it for him.
Yeah, this is cheating.
Us, the anti-pineapple people, really appreciate your time.
Callers, take that into account. That he didn't even write that speech. Taryn just fed him information.
And it went for a minute.
Yeah.
And now we need to check in with
some
the
of
Rockaholics.
Use robots, not Taryn Daly, to come up with these things.
To see how they feel about pineapple on pizza after hearing those debates. Mitchell from Monroe, who won the debate? Was it Steve Miggs or Danny V?
Man, that was terrible debating from both of them. So I don't know who to award the win to, but pizza's not complicated. You know, it's hard. It's like girls walking on the beach. It's hard to find a bad pizza, so it's all about what you like and what you don't like. If you don't like pineapple on it, you don't have to get it, but you should allow other people to make their own choices and get pineapple if that's what suits them. So
Danny,
no need to make something that's not complicated.
Just pick Danny or Steve.
You've made this answer very complicated, but I believe he's going with pineapple on pizza, so I'll take it.
All right. Okay. Willie from Bellingham, who won the debate, pineapple on pizza or not? Was it Steve Miggs or Danny V?
Well, I definitely heard a conservative side and a more liberal side in those discussions. Unchanging, stalwart, stick to your guns, Danny and his conservative hatred of pineapple, and Steve's change is inevitable, and traditions are meant to be broken. It's about compliment, flavor compliment.
Okay. That's my
pineapple
man.
And pineapple and pork go together like cheese and apples. I don't know. You know what I mean? It's awesome.
All right, that's another one for Miggs.
It's 2024, Danny.
We have one more weighing in. That is Jeff from Puyallup. Who won the debate about pineapple on pizza, Steve Miggs or Danny V?
Well, I think I'm leaning towards Danny.
Oh,
I'll tell you why. I've never ordered pineapple on pizza. I have eaten it. I wouldn't throw it in the trash, but I've never... Yeah, I wouldn't ever order on pizza. I do not put cranberries on my turkey. I'll eat the turkey and I'll eat the cranberries afterwards separately in a bowl because I like my sweets. But I think pineapple's more of a dessert.
But what about a turkey sandwich with cranberry sauce?
No! No way. I don't put that on there.
Well, I'm glad we already got two votes for pineapple, so your vote doesn't even matter.
Oh, boy. That one hurt a little bit.
Yeah, suck it. Let's go, America.
Yeah!
Leading America. The witness. Yes. Okay, Sarah doesn't even like pineapple on pizza, and she's applauding you.
I really don't care either way, but I'm on Steve's side because he won, and I like winners.
America, yeah. Now, Rockaholics, we know that you are a massive music fan, but do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it to us, and if you do, you'll win tickets to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra at Climate Pledge Arena, and that's coming up on Saturday, November 23rd. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the Extreme Music Showdown. Let's play Hook or Shook. Please sign this waiver before we continue. Thank you. We'll drop a 1 second snippet of the hook of a song. If you can't name the song, watch out, you're gonna get shook.
It is time to play Hook or Shook, where Danny plays 1 second of a hook from a song that he picked, and you have to guess what it is. This week, we are playing for tickets to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra at Climate Pledge Arena on Saturday, November 23rd. Say good morning to Mandy from Seed Row Woolly, who is playing this morning. What's up, Mandy?
Hi. Yay.
Yay. Well, you've got to get both of these songs right to win. The first one, you'll be on your own. The second one, this is where you can get shook, because a member of our show, chosen at random, has to get it right for you. If not, you will lose, and caller 9 will get those tickets instead. So let's see who you're playing with. Me, Migs, or Sarah?
All right, the wheels are spinning. Just passed my name, Terrence, Sarah. Oh, it looks like it's going to be back on me.
Mandy and Migs.
Mandy and Migs, let's do this.
All right,
Mandy, here's your first clip.
Oh, hold on. That's not the name of the song. I think that's a Slipknot song, actually, that uses that term, the S word. Do you need any help?
I do.
All right, let's play it one more time. Okay, two people, for the band name, tonight, two people will be debating so they could become the next... the leader of our country.
What
do you call the leader of our country?
Presidents of the United States.
Woo! Right. Yep. Okay, so we got the band.
Okay.
And this certain fruit comes in a can.
Peaches.
Yeah.
Yes.
They come from a can. They're put there by a man.
In a factory downtown.
Yeah. All right.
Yay.
All right, we got part one done. Now the pressure's on me.
Steve, you ready to do it?
Let's do this.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Let's just make it quick. Queen, Another One Bites the Dust.
Yeah. Another One Bites the Dust. Congrats, Mandy. You're going to go see Trans-Siberian Orchestra at Climate Pledge Arena.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
You're going to have fire and holiday songs. It's going to be a blast.
I'm so excited. Thank you.
Have a good one, Mandy. You rock.
Peaches is one of the, like, four songs that my son likes to listen to that I like to listen to.
Does he like Casper Baby Pants? You know, Chris Ballew's children's project?
We made it through that a little bit. When he was, like, 2, probably, he was into that for a hot minute, but then he was, like, over it.
Oh, Tatum's still all about noodles and butter and Run, Baby, Run.
That's a good one.
I try to turn around to the president. I'm like, if she likes Chris Ballew's voice, and wasn't feeling it at all.
Oh.
I think it's Jason Finn, the drummer. She just doesn't like his drum. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
That's the problem.
Yeah, it's those drums.
Have you tried any other songs with her? Like, has she found her favorite rock song yet?
I mean, for a half a second, it was a Green Day song. But really, no, she's more of like a hip-hop girl, you know, with Womp There It Is.
Oh, yeah.
I was kind of bummed that I missed them performing at the Seahawks halftime show. I heard it was amazing.
Have you played Tootsie Roll for her yet?
No.
Tootsie Roll? I feel like she liked that one.
No, mostly it's, she also likes Baby Got Back. You know, because local.
Classic. It's a classic.
The train song, Come On Ride the Train.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, is that Quad City DJs?
Yeah, we don't pay attention to the lyrics on these, clearly.
Basically just jock jams.
This is just daddy-daughter time where we listen to these songs. Mom, not so much.
Oh, my God.
She came home, she's like, are you watching the videos with these, too?
Yeah.
Like, no. We just put up, like, the music video, not the video.
The lyric video.
Or just the song with the album cover on it. Yeah, I'm not putting the videos up. I'm not that bad at that.
The video for Baby Got Back is great.
You know, she's very much just like you, though. Because it's like anytime you play like any kind of amp up song, which is essentially, like Taryn said, all of jock jams. She just gets ready. So,
yep. Everybody dance now. CNC Music Factory.
Oh,
loves that one.
Classic.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm going to go and play some jock jams after work today. Hey, if we've talked about something this morning that you want to talk about, Rockaholics, please give us a call now. 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Bon Jovi.
The Daily Mix Show.
All morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we have not yet had a chance to chat with you about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by Lumen Quantum Fiber. Smart internet is here. So call us up if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show this morning, or if there's anything on your mind that you would like to discuss. 206-803-ROCK. Now, throughout the morning, we debated some very serious topics, and one of those topics was pickles. And so Tim from Centralia would like to chime in about sweet versus dill pickles. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. How you guys doing today?
We're doing great.
Awesome. Hey, I just wanted to say real quick, I love you guys. I listen to you guys every single day, and you guys make my day better every single day.
Tim, that means a lot. Thank you.
Absolutely. Hey, so I love both types of pickles, but what the real hot topic is doing a pickleback with different flavors. Yep, that's right. So what you do is you take whiskey and you do the dill pickle, the pickle juice for whiskey back, and then you do the sweet pickle juice for a vodka pickleback. Amazing. I'm telling you guys, you got to try the sweet vodka pickleback.
Tim, you might have brought all of us together on the pickle conversation.
I've been listening the whole time, and I'm like, I should call in and tell these guys, and I never get around to it. I'm like, today's the day. You guys are coming over to my side, the pickle side.
Dude, yesterday we were at the Washington State Fair, Tim, and they have the crazy foods and stuff like that. It's like, kind of like that show that's on the Food Network, and they have like a whole like food court for that. And one of the things they have, it's like a pickle, what was it, a dill
pickle lemonade.
And I almost got it. It looked, I was just like, man.
Oh, man, that's interesting. I don't know about that. I am down with pickles in just about any way, but pickle lemonade, that might be a little bit much. I don't know.
And not only that, they also had the dill pickle Dr. Pepper there, too.
Oh,
yeah. What about that, Tim?
Dr. Pepper, no. I heard you guys talking about the pizza. I was like, ooh, that fried pickle pizza, that's where it's at.
The pickle pizza with the ranch dressing sauce as a base is really good.
I would eat that all day. I've had a cheeseburger pizza, too, with like dill pickles on it, and it was so bomb.
I almost got it at the fair, but we already had lunch. I wanted to get the, they had a corn dog, but instead of inside of the corn dog, they didn't have a hot dog. It was a cob of corn. So it was a corn.
A corn.
Corn on the cob dog. I don't even know what the hell to call it, but it looked delicious.
Wow, I'm into that.
I'm going to have to try that on Thursday. I think I'm bringing Tatum to the fair.
Wait, the corn on the cob was wrapped in the
batter.
Corn dog batter?
Yes.
What? You should have got that. I'm so curious.
Maybe on Thursday I'll get it. I'm going back to the fair.
The fair is insane.
I had to let Tatum know I'm going to the fair. Otherwise, she would have been mad that I went to the fair without her.
Now you got to make it right with
her. I got to make it right on Thursday. Take her to the fair. Yeah. Speaking of the fair, someone just texted and said, I rode that Seahawks roller coaster too. And I agree. It's aggressive as all hell. I loved every second of it.
We did have some very screamy moments.
I actually found, I was recording while we were on the roller coaster. And I grabbed a clip of it. Would you like to hear what it sounded like?
Of course.
Okay. Are you nervous?
Not really. I love roller coasters. But the fact that this one says, don't put your hands in the air, is a little concerning to me. Like, what's going to happen if I put my hands in the air?
A lot of people in Puyallup have lost their hands by doing that. Sarah, how are you feeling?
You know, I don't know how I'm in the front, but not great, to be honest. And we're very close in this little ass.
Well, last year this ride was on the news.
On the news for what?
Nothing bad. I don't think it was just on the news about like something got stuck or something like that, but nobody got hurt. And then the ride started right after I said that.
The timing could have not been more perfect. On the news for what?
Oh, Sarah, you ready?
Ooh, hell no.
Yeah, buddy.
I was having way too much fun.
You
on
were
this
like
thing.
Hysterical. I have never seen you like that.
Nothing makes me happier than being on a roller coaster. I ain't gonna lie. It's like a massive like adrenaline rush.
How you feeling?
Oh my god, that was amazing. That was beautiful.
Sarah, how you doing?
That was lovely. That was so good.
I don't know if lovely is the word.
Yeah, I'm with you, Danny. I think that was sarcasm right there.
100%.
Do you guys like the loop-de-loop style roller coasters? If one goes like, you do like an upside down one.
Upside down, sideways. I love the one where you don't have anything on your under your feet. Mm. Like the one where your feet's hanging.
Oh my.
Like, those are so fun.
Like the Tower of Terror kind of, and you just like drop?
But it's a roller coaster.
What?
Yeah. I can't remember which one it was. It was like either Batman. Is it Batman?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of the craziest experiences of my life. I was so nervous, not because of me, but because of the guy that was sitting next to me.
Oh yeah.
So I get on it, and the dude that was sitting next to me, he was a bigger dude. He was definitely a bigger guy. And when they put like the harness over, he couldn't lock it.
Oh no.
But he really wanted to ride it, and I'm just looking at him like, well, you can't just like hold that. So then there were these two like, you know, young dudes that are like that work for which place is Batman?
It was Six Flags.
Six Flags, okay.
Yeah.
They're pushing on it to get it to snap in, and they finally got one click, and they're like, all right. And I'm like, you're not really going to, like, I didn't know him, so I didn't say anything, but in my head, I'm like, you're not really going to trust that one click is all you need to ride this ride. And sure as he did, and it was fine, but I thought for sure we were going to lose the guy.
That's an adventure seeker right there.
I was nervous for him.
That was also the roller coaster that we went on twice in a row in the Atlanta heat.
That's right.
And it was probably like 90 degrees with humidity level of like 89%. Oh. And we rode it once and it's fine. But then we get off and there's no line and we're like, we should go again. I got so nauseous on that second time. I should not have done that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a bad mistake. And we left shortly after.
Well, good news. Yesterday, none of us threw up.
Well, we came close. Tomorrow morning, we'll let you know why.
The website called Yard Barker has put out a list of the quintessential video games from the 1990s. So what do you think topped the list? We're going to tell you at 9:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
The website Yard Barker has put out a list of the quintessential video games to come out of the 1990s. Migs, you decided to pull some of these picks and you want to put us to the test and see if we can identify some of these top video games.
I'm curious to see if you can pick it out. You were a big video game player, right?
We were a Sega Genesis household, so I'm very brand loyal.
I still say that's my favorite of all the consoles.
Oh, for sure.
It's like Sega Genesis, then GameCube, and then everything else.
Hmm.
All right, Danny, I know you were a big video game player. Were you?
I mean, I was, like, when I was younger. But okay. It was very limited games. Like, I would buy a game system.
And play the hell out of it.
For one game. And then I would play that all the time.
Okay, well, these are iconic games. Okay. So I feel like you guys should be able to figure out at least a couple of them. Maybe some will be harder than the others. Okay, all right, let's start with this one.
Oh,
wow. Dude, got it. I don't think Sarah's going to be able to get any of these.
Oh, yeah. No, I have no idea.
Sonic the Hedgehog, baby. I did have a crush on Knuckles, though. I know it's weird maybe to have a crush on cartoon characters, but I always thought Knuckles was like the bad boy. He's
well, because
hot.
You like nibbling on Knuckles, so it only makes sense.
Oh, my gosh. This is a full circle moment.
This is like a therapy moment
we
right now.
We cracked the code.
I mean, it didn't seem that hard, actually. You like nibbling on Knuckles, and you like a character named Knuckles.
Yes.
Crazy how we were able to figure that out. That's like one of my, this is probably one of my all-time favorite video games.
Yes.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah, I got pretty far in this game.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get fired up when you go into that, like, that weird, like, trippy room with all the rings?
Oh, absolutely.
I can't remember what it was called, but that was awesome.
Yeah.
All right, next one. I think this one, I think maybe even Sarah could figure it out.
Okay.
So maybe let's see if Sarah could figure it out before you two jump in.
Okay.
It sounds so familiar. Is it Mario?
It is a Mario game. Or Mario.
It's not Mario Party, is it?
No.
Okay, I love Mario Party. Racing Mario?
Yes.
Mario Kart.
Super Mario Kart.
Yes!
I had a feeling you'd be able to figure that one out.
I actually loved that game.
I still do. People still play it to this day.
Yup.
All right, this one. Oh, man. I don't know if any of you are going to get it, but let's see. Think fighting.
Oh, it's Mortal Kombat.
Boom.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Did you like fighting games, though?
Love fighting games.
Did you ever play Streets of Rage?
No.
Yes,
oh,
I did.
Streets of Rage. I
love Street Fighter was one of my Double Dragon was my favorite. That's why I got the Sega.
Oh, yeah.
It was because I wanted, like, going back to Danny saying you bought a game system for a game.
Yeah.
I bought it because I wanted to play Double Dragon because I love playing it in the arcades. But
so awesome.
What is Streets of Rage?
Streets of Rage was like, well, you were on the streets and they were raging.
And you were mad.
But this was a Sega. I had it on Sega, and you would have to beat all the bad guys in every single scene, and then there was like a boss.
Yeah.
It's pretty much the premise of every video game ever. Like, you got to beat the bad guys. But they would keep coming and keep coming and keep coming, and you'd have to beat them up in all these different places.
Okay, this one I feel is very iconic. I never was a big fan of this game, but people were obsessed with it. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is another quintessential game from the 90s.
Oh. Is it Zelda?
Yep, Legend of Zelda.
Yeah.
Good work, Danny.
I know, I hated this game.
Wow.
I know that's controversial, but I really just hated this game. I didn't understand what we were supposed to do with it.
My buddy Chris was obsessed with this one, and we would always argue because I wanted to play Tetris all the time on Nintendo, and he always wanted to play Legend of Zelda.
Yeah, I was a Tetris girl. I never got into Zelda.
Why are you laughing? Zelda, I mean, Tetris was awesome.
Yeah, that's fine.
I was a Tetris girl, but, like, you can't really compare the two.
Yeah, one is awesome, and the other one's The Legend of Zelda.
One takes no brain power.
What are you talking about? You have to think quick. You got to get that long thing into the long hole.
The one that's shaped like this.
That's hard for you, isn't
it? That one's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, it was. It was. It still kind of is.
We did pretty good on that.
All right, we got one more. Sports. I don't think you guys are going to get this one. I don't even remember this. I forgot that this was even called this before they changed the name of the game.
I didn't play a lot of sports games.
See, I was big into either fighting games or sports games, including John Madden Football.
Oh, that's what I figured.
So this was like the earliest iteration of Madden?
This is before it was called Madden. It was called John Madden Football. And then whatever year, 92.
Good branding.
We got one more. Do we have a quick second? I think that because it was in the 90s, I double checked.
Okay.
But it's not necessarily like old school like that. Ready?
Is this GoldenEye?
Yeah. GoldenEye 007 for the Nintendo 64.
Yes.
That was a good one.
This was one of the ones I bought a Nintendo 64 just to play that. And that's literally all I played on it all the time.
This was a good game.
But not 8-bit. So sorry.
Okay, got one more for you then. To figure this one out.
Oh, I know this one. I know this.
This one. You did. This is a Pearl Jam version. This is Pearl Jam.
It's Pearl Jam alive, 8-bit version.
Sarah didn't know. I got it immediately.
I didn't. I was like, wow, what game is this
like,
from?
I was like, in my thoughts, like, come on, Taryn, you can do this. Oh wait, I know this song.
Are you gonna sing for us?
No.
Steve is.
No.
Here we go, Steve.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. That's all you got. Okay.
Oh, boy.
That's all bad.
Both the Kraken and the Seahawks have been super busy with player contracts. How so? You'll find out during the Daily Migs download after Lit.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle is here with us. I'm not sure if you caught all the debates that were debated this morning, but pineapple apparently belongs on pizza.
I enjoy pineapple on pizza.
You should wash your feet in the shower.
I totally disagree.
And thank dill you. Pickles are superior to sweet pickles.
Agree.
All right.
All right, well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Yeah.
Thanks, Meatloaf.
These were some of the big debates that happened this morning, which you can check on the Daily Mix Daily Podcast on the Odyssey app if you want to hear what the listeners thought about all of those. The DMV is brought to you by Palace Law, and us Kraken fans, I think, are happy. I am, because I do love this guy on defense, and that's Adam Larson. He's been a great player for the team, just keeps everything held down on the defense, and they just signed him for another, looks like, four-year deal, $5.25 million a year, so he's getting paid to stay here in Seattle, so that's pretty cool.
Holding down the D.
Holding down the D. Adam loves to hold down the D, baby.
Well, speaking of the D, DK Metcalf, the Seattle Seahawks have restructured his contract, and they've created a $9.5 million cap space, according to NFL analyst for ESPN, Field Yates. So this will give the Hawks some more financial flexibility for the season. And then speaking of the Hawks, Doug Baldwin went to X to share his thoughts on our new coach, Mike McDonald. He wrote, quote, "It is a new era in Seattle. Mike is not only a good coach, but more importantly, he is a good leader for those young men. That makes me happy. The Seahawks got a good one," end quote.
But he's known as Angry Doug Baldwin. That didn't sound angry at all.
Pretty happy.
Yeah, it sounded like just Doug, content Doug.
Doug's a smart guy.
Yes, that's very, yeah, very, very true. 100%. Hey, tonight, I don't know if you know, but the presidential debates are happening.
Wait, what?
Harris, which means that Sarah can't watch. Sarah can't watch Wheel of Fortune again.
Again!
But maybe we'd rather, yeah, 6 p.m. on all the major networks. I do wish it was on Nickelodeon and they slimed the presidential candidates. I think that would be awesome.
Dude, like they do the Super Bowl?
Yes!
Yes! Yes!
Would you not watch
How
that?
How is that not happening? I would definitely watch
it. Maybe it is. Yeah. Or maybe they're just afraid that they'll piss off some pretty crazy political people if do that. Yeah. Or you can watch the Mariners play. They're at home tonight taking on the Padres. As far as weather, it's going to be 70 degrees. It's going to be cloudy. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
Our friend Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.